Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
न्यू साउथ वेल्सको बेलिन्जनमा बस्ने ट्यास डाउलिङलाई 16 वर्षीय छोरामा देखिएको डिजिटल डिभाइस सम्बन्धी लतले चिन्तित बनाएको छ।
Sadly, I noticed that the more I saw a screen in his hand, whether it was the phone, gaming, even Netflix binging, was the more that I started to notice his behaviour change. I didn't know what was going on. His moods, he became quite distant. And we started arguing a lot about screen time, where we used to not really have arguments about anything. It became the main issue in the house.
2 वर्ष मुनिका बालबालिकालाई डिजिटल स्क्रिन देखाइनु हुँदैन भनेर सुझावहरू दिइएको पाइन्छ। यसै गरी 2 वर्षदेखि 5 वर्षसम्मका बालबालिकालाई 1 घण्टा र 5 देखि 17 वर्षसम्मका लागि मनोरञ्जनका लागि केवल 2 घण्टा मात्र डिजिटल स्क्रिन हेर्ने सुझावहरू दिइएका छन्। तर अधिकांश अभिभावकहरू सुझावलाई पालना गर्न र बालबालिकालाई स्क्रिनबाट अन्यत्र मोड्न निकै गाह्रो परिरहेको बताउँछन्।
That families are having, because it's creating a big disconnection between parents and children. And parenting is hard enough as it is. There's normal conflict that you have having a child, but having a daily argument around screen time is exhausting and so sad, because this is your beautiful child and it's getting in the way of a nice relationship where you get to share values with your child. It becomes so exhausting sometimes that you can give up. You're like, just have the screen. I give up.
सन् 2021 मा युनिभर्सिटी अफ न्यू साउथ वेल्स अन्तर्गतको गुन्स्की इन्स्टिच्युटले गरेको अध्ययनमा प्रत्येक 5 बालबालिका मध्ये 4 जनामा कुनै न कुनै डिजिटल स्क्रिन भएको डिभाइस रहेको पत्ता लगाएको थियो। अध्ययनका अनुसार 4 वर्षका बालबालिकालाई समेत अभिभावकहरूले डिजिटल स्क्रिन भएका डिभाइसहरू किनिदिएका छन्। अध्ययनमा संलग्न केवल 46% अभिभावकले मात्र आफ्ना सन्तान यस्ता डिभाइस बिना दिनभरि टिक्न सक्ने बताएका थिए। यता डेकिन युनिभर्सिटीले पनि एक अध्ययन सुरु गरेको छ, जसमा बालबालिका बाहिरी संसार वा प्राकृतिक वातावरणमा समय बिताउँदा वा घुलमिल गराउँदा स्क्रिन टाइम सम्बन्धी व्यवहारमा परिवर्तन आउँछ कि भनेर अध्ययन भइरहेको छ। पीएचडी को अनुसन्धानकर्ता मरिना टर्जिन्स्कीले 3 भागको अध्ययनको नेतृत्व गरिरहेकी छिन्।
There is a distinct line of research that is showing that it's actually outdoor time in environments characterized by features of nature that is associated with reductions in physical and psychological stress, improved emotional regulation for children, and when we reviewed the literature, we also found that it's positive family experiences in nature that can potentially shift some of children's free time preferences and encourage them to choose outdoor time over indoor sedentary screen-based activities.
अध्ययनमा संलग्न 65% अभिभावकले यस्ता डिभाइसका कारण घरमा समस्या हुने गरेको पनि बताएका छन्। त्यसो भए परिवारले बाहिरी वातावरणमा समय बिताउँदा चाहिँ यसले कसरी सहयोग गर्छ त?
There is a distinct line of research that is showing that it's actually outdoor time in environments characterized by features of nature that is associated with reductions in physical and psychological stress, improved emotional regulation for children, and when we reviewed the literature, we also found that it's positive family experiences in nature that can potentially shift some of children's free time preferences and encourage them to choose outdoor time over indoor sedentary screen-based activities.
सिडनीको हिटकोटकी लुजी पाटोनले पनि आफ्ना सन्तानको स्क्रिन टाइमलाई व्यवस्थापन गर्न खोज्दा उनीहरूले चित्त नबुझाएको बताउँछिन्, तर बाहिर समय बिताउन थालेपछि भने केही सुधार आएको उनको भनाइ छ।
They're much calmer. They're kind of more satisfied, that kind of physically and mentally more calm. They're less aggressive. I find that if they have too much screen time, that they've got that sort of more tension building up. If he comes in from school, sometimes he's like, oh, I'm tired, I'm too tired to go for a ride or something like that. Relax, watch some TV, watch some YouTube, whatever it is, just relax. And then I find that actually his energy comes back, and it comes back in a really sort of hyperactive way, because he's been looking at the screen. Whereas on the days when he does just go out and ride, that energy is exerted and he comes home, yeah, just much more calm.
अस्ट्रेलियाका अधिकांश मोबाइल सेवा प्रदायकहरूले स्क्रिन टाइमलाई व्यवस्थापन गर्नका लागि विकल्पहरू उपलब्ध गराएका छन्। भोडाफोनले स्क्रिन टाइम सेटिङ गर्ने सुविधा दिएको छ भने अप्टोसले अप्टोस पज र टेलिस्ट्राले मोबाइल प्रोटेक्ट मार्फत समय सीमा निर्धारण गर्ने सुविधा दिएको छ। ई सेफ्टी कमिश्नर जुली म्यानले एक विज्ञप्ति मार्फत अभिभावकहरूले आफ्ना लागि के उपयुक्त हुन्छ सो निर्णय गर्नुपर्ने बताएकी छन्।
When it comes to how long you should let your child to be on screens, there really is no magic number as it can depend on a range of factors including your child's age and maturity, the kind of content they are consuming, their learning needs, and your family routine. It can be easy to focus only on the clock, but the quality and nature of what they are doing online and your involvement are just as important. Like most things, striking a balance is key, and you should consider your child's screen use in the context of their overall health and well-being.
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा।
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.